Whenever we start something new, it can be challenging and it can trigger negative thoughts. Whenever we're changing our routine, it can almost feel like we're trapped again within a vicious cycle. Quite often, when we are starting to make changes within our lives, we are looking at making big changes. When we are looking at trying to make a change, it's important that we start off with small changes to stop that overwhelming feeling. Start small and avoid overwhelming yourself. This week, the focus is on introducing an emotional food diary. As the sessions progress, we'll introduce additional tools to help. Alongside keeping an emotional food diary, it's really important that we take some time to reflect on the things that we are writing down. It's important to review your diary in detail every week. This is because it'll help you identify issues and areas for change early on. If you are working with a practitioner, the practitioner will ask you questions such as, what have you learned from the diary? And what sort of things have you noticed happening? Is there any patterns? As we start to undertake reviewing of the self-monitoring diary, it may be helpful to have a look at setting up a scheduled time each week so that you can review the diary. So we're going to undertake an activity to help set that schedule. So the first thing to do is to pick a day. Keep it the same day every single week. So on my example, I've picked a Monday. And then pick a time. So I've picked 8 p.m. on a Monday evening. So every Monday evening, I'm going to make time to review my diary. And to help with this, I'm going to set a reminder on my phone. Have a think about a time and a day where you can set some time to review your emotional food diary. The other part of using our emotional food diary is reflecting on the things that you've learned from it. So you'll notice that there is a box that says, what did I learn from my diary? An example that I've provided is that I learned that I binge eat usually in response to emotional distress. I learned that binge eating causes me to feel emotions of guilt. And I learned that I need to find another way to soothe if I'm having a stressful day. As we move on, and as we start to introduce the emotional food diary as we go along, you'll notice that we're looking at what we've learned from the diary each time. This is because your triggers may change as your recovery journey takes place. Take some moments to reflect on the things that you've learned just from undertaking the earlier task.